We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is celebrating the Chicago Sky's WNBA championship and its impact on the community. She tells our sister station, 670 The Score.
I saw a lot last night with a lot of dads bringing their daughters to watch these incredible women play at the height of their talent. And they're going to be little girls that were in that crowd last night that are going to, or saw it on TV, that are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. And hopefully it spurs them to recognize that they too can achieve great things.
There appears to be no end in sight to the standoff between the city and its police union over a vaccine reporting mandate.
A memo from the Chicago Police Department is to be read at all roll calls. It warns officers that failing to comply with a direct order following the city's vaccination policy could result in a disciplinary investigation and possibly lead to dismissal from the department. The Fraternal Order of Police followed up with a post on Facebook showing a picture of an unmasked Mayor Lightfoot celebrating the Chicago Sky's championship win yesterday, while all those around her at Wintrust Arena were following the city's rules and wearing masks. The post reads, "Still think this is about COVID or public health? This mayor is a complete and utter joke." The union is advising police officers to turn on their body cams if a supervisor is going to verbally tell them that they have not followed the vaccine reporting mandate. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A group of college students in the northern suburbs may be moved to remote learning this week.
College of Lake County students attending in-person classes either have to show proof of vaccination or submit to regular COVID tests. Around 30% of the students at the Grays Lake, Waukegan, and Vernon Hills campuses have not complied with the vaccine mandate yet. All employees of the school are under the same mandate, and more than 80% of them have complied. Students who don't want to show proof of vaccination or get tested can switch to remote learning. Cisco Coto News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 23-year-old woman is hospitalized after being shot inside of her home in Zion last night. Police say the woman was apparently not the target and was hit by a stray bullet as someone fired shots outside the home on the 2800 block of Enoch Avenue. The woman reported to be in extremely critical condition. Authorities are asking anyone with information about the incident to call Zion Police. Chicago's Inspector General's office has issued a report on its third quarter activities this year. Included is an investigation that led to the firing of a firefighter paramedic. The report says the person made multiple racist and offensive comments and posts on their own Facebook page. The posts included a picture of the employee wearing the fire department equipment and information about their employment with the city. The inspector general recommended firing the person. The department agreed. That person is now challenging their dismissal. A Chicago high school is ranked the fourth best public high school in the nation.
Walter Payton College Prep ranks number one among public high schools in Illinois, according to U.S. News and World Report, which reviewed 24,000 public high schools across the country. Payton is ranked number three nationally among all magnet schools and number four among all public high schools in the country. The top five public high schools in Illinois are all in Chicago. It's Payton at number one, followed by Northside College Prep, Jones College Prep, Whitney Young Magnet, and Lane Tech. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The faith community rallied outside of a Westside high school this morning following the killing of a student last week.
It's the first day students are back at Michelle Clark Magnet High School following the death of Kiera Moore. The 16-year-old, who is considered to be a rising basketball star, was killed during a drive-by shooting in Lawndale last week.
I know these kids are traumatized. I know they are just in another place having to deal with such an awful, unnecessary death.
Reverend Ira Acri and dozens of other community church leaders stood outside the school offering prayer as students showed up for class.
We're here to support them. If it's just nothing but standing with them with a smile and letting them know it's going to be all right.
At Michelle Clark Magnet High School, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The DuPage County Forest Preserve Commissioner is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a contract for the next stage of an extensive overhaul of the Willowbrook Wildlife Center in Glen Ellen. The Daily Herald reports the $1.3 million proposal is part of the overall four-phase project that would cost more than $20 million. The proposed changes include 14 new wildlife enclosures, a wildlife garden, and improvements to trails in the complex. A suburban bus agency is spending money to pay for car rides for passengers.
Pace will not raise fares for the next budget year, even though ridership is way down since the start of the pandemic. The Daily Herald reports 70 bus routes are still suspended, 20 have limited service, and buses are less than 50% as full as they were before COVID hit. In areas where Pace buses are shuttling passengers to and from metro stations, Pace is experimenting with subsidizing Uber and Lyft drivers to move people back and forth to train. Pace will spend $5 million for that experiment in Naperville. Cisco Coto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.